Random House Audiobooks presents Protect and Defend by Richard North Patterson. Read for you by Patricia Callumber.
Part 1. The Inaugural. I, Carrie Frances Kilcannon, in a high, clear voice, carrying a trace of Irish lilt, Carrie Kilcannon repeated the historic phrases intoned by Chief Justice Roger Bannon. The two men faced each other on the patio which fronted the west side of the Capitol, surrounded by guests and office holders, and watched from greater distances by thousands of well-wishers who covered the grounds below. The noonday was bright but chill. A heavy snow had fallen overnight, and the mist of Bannon's words hung in the air between them. Though Carrie wore the traditional morning coat, those around him huddled with their collars up and hands shoved in their pockets of much heavier coats. Protected only by his traditional robe, the Chief Justice looked bloodless, an old man who shivered in the cold, heightening the contrast with Carrie Kilcannon. Carrie was 42, and his slight frame and thatch of chestnut hair made him seem startlingly young for the office. At his moment of accession, both humbling and exalting, the three people he loved most stood near. His mother, Mary Kilcannon, Clayton Slade, his closest friend and the new chief of staff, and his fiancée, Laura Costello, a broadcast journalist who enhanced the aura of youth and vitality which was central to Carrie's appeal. When Carrie Kilcannon enters a room...